Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears. I'm a spirit guide channeler and spiritual life and business mentor. And I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a warm and sunny Bozeman, Montana. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of June 19th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So summer is finally here. The summer solstice is on Tuesday, the 21st, and it marks the official start of summer. It's the longest day of the year with the most sunlight, well, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, ancient Celtic, Greek, and Roman cultures celebrated the solstice, which is also known as midsummer, with rituals and festivals. They even built monuments that are designed just to align with the sun during the solstice, like Stonehenge, which is over 5,000 years old. And as we've talked about before, the energy a day or a time holds is affected by how long it has been celebrated and honored. So since the solstice has been an important moment on Earth for thousands of years, it holds strong energy. The solstice is a celebration of the return to light, and it reminds us of the light within each of us. It's about awakening and reaching enlightenment. And it's also about reflection. It's a moment to stop and reflect on the first half of the year and also on your relationship with yourself. And this year, that's especially true because the moon and the comet Chiron, which symbolizes hidden wounds, they both link up in Aries around the solstice. So we're reflecting deeper on our past mistakes, making this the time to forgive ourselves and treat ourselves with more compassion. Don't beat yourself up for anything right now. Just let it go and forgive yourself. The solstice also celebrates nature. It's an important time to celebrate everything our planet has given us. And that's why so many solstice celebrations and rituals focus on going outside and being in the fresh air, seeing the sunrise, watching the sunset, or even just taking a long walk. You'll also see lots of flower crowns at midsummer festivals in Scandinavian cultures. They're a symbol of rebirth and fertility, because this is a time of new beginnings. So in the same way the solstice marks the start of summer, it also represents a time to look forward to what's to come. It's an energetically charged day that starts a new chapter and a powerful time to set intentions for the remainder of the year. It's an opportunity to slow down and appreciate the abundance in your life, the abundance that you've created. Because everything in your life is a reflection of how you're vibing and what you're attracting. So take a minute to appreciate the work you've done creating your wonderful life. The solstice is an important moment to celebrate our own growth cycles and the change that we've experienced. It's also the spiritual high point of the year. So while the solstice is the literal midpoint of the year and a time of new beginnings, it also represents a peak in the year because it's the longest day of the year and the start of the days getting shorter. So let's celebrate and appreciate the light and the sunshine while it's here. So one of the symbols of the solstice is fire, because it's a celebration of light after all. So many solstice rituals involve lighting fires and having bonfires. And fire is a wonderful way to celebrate the solstice. Light a campfire, a barbecue, or even candles. Roast some marshmallows, dance around the fire, or even just put tea-like candles all around your home. Honor how wonderful it is to be alive on this day. And because the solstice happens on the first day of Cancer season, it marks a full energetic reset. Because Cancer is the first cardinal sign as well as the first water sign of the zodiac. So it holds new, fresh, initiating energy. It's a very important point in our astrological year. It's a reset of the overall energy of the collective. And after that eclipse season and that Mercury retrograde and then busy Gemini season, Cancer season feels like a breath of fresh air. Just like we can relax. And during Cancer season, we want to spend more time at home and we want to bond with our families because most of us have been go, go, going since the start of the year. And now that we're finally halfway done, it's time to sit back and relax. So we want to prioritize rest this month. This is our opportunity to take a break halfway through the year, to rest, and then to regroup. And since we'll want to spend more time at home, spruce it up. Spruce up that goddamn home for the summer. Add some new pillows, some plants, maybe do some deep cleaning. Get your home summer ready so that you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy hanging out at home. You also may be finding yourself feeling really nostalgic. I definitely have been feeling that way. I grew up in a small town and now I'm, you know, back living in a small town. And I've been having lots of thoughts about my childhood that have come up lately. So you may be thinking about your past more often than usual. So that makes this a time to do some emotional deep diving, to heal some old wounds, and to let go of grudges. It's a time to heal, to rest, and to heal. And we'll also maybe be a bit more emotional and perceptive of other people's energy because Cancer is very intuitive. This is a wonderful time to practice trusting your intuition because it is spot on right now. So following your intuition is key for the next month. And all of this is such positive energy. So just be open to a new wave of energy that's about to enter your life. Be open to something being rebalanced or releasing something that's built up over the winter. The spiritual meaning of the 2022 summer solstice is about finding balance in your life. And when you think of something being in balance, it's not moving because it's balanced. So think of yourself as being perfectly in balance. Your mind is still. You allow yourself to be present and calm. You're allowing yourself to be still. So just allow yourself to have a break and to rest before we continue on with the rest of the year. So you can celebrate the solstice, you know, by lighting a candle and being quiet and still. You can celebrate it by spending time in nature. You can even celebrate it by dancing naked around a big bonfire with a flower crown. But no matter what you do, please take a minute to stop and be still and appreciate how far that you have come on the journey and appreciate how great it is just to be alive at this moment. And since we're now halfway through the year, it's a perfect time to check in with your spirit guides and your higher self. So I'm having a sale. My summer sale is going on the next week. Everything is 25% off. This is the perfect time to come in for your first visit and stock up on packages. So if you buy a 5-hour package, you can break that into 10 30-minute sessions and they only cost $49 a session. So also, probably for the last time, I can't imagine I'm going to put my Montana Spiritual Retreats on sale again, but right now they are on sale for more than $1,000 off the regular price. And I have two more openings this summer, one in July, one in August. Montana is absolutely gorgeous right now, and I'd love to share it with you while we reset your life and your energy. So I'll put a link in the show notes to the sale, or you can just go to abundology.com. And this is also podcast week. So I released a podcast on time bending and how to create more time with Addie Beal. Also the Summer Solstice Astrology podcast with Deborah Norton. And I was a guest on Addie's Heart Sing podcast. And we talked about creating your perfect summer salad and how to create a wonderful summer. So these are perfect to listen to while you're taking a solstice break. So thank you again for listening. Hey, take a minute to just be still and be. And thank you for sharing this podcast with friends you think may find value in it. Enjoy the solstice, and I'll talk to you again next week.